T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Chicago's all-news station. WBBM. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM and WBBMNewsRadio.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Keith Johnson with the top stories in News Radio WBBM. The Chicago teacher strike continues this afternoon. Striking teachers marching through the streets while negotiators trying to broker a deal to end the work stoppage. More bad news for Boeing over its troubled 737 MAX jets. Violence continuing in northern Syria despite a so-called ceasefire. And the son of a notorious Mexican drug kingpin has been detained. WBBM Sports.
This is Dave Kerner. Full week of practice for Mitch Trubisky, but still listed as questionable to play for the Bears Sunday against New Orleans at Soldier Field. Blackhawks home tonight to take on Columbus. Northwestern football home tonight to take on number 4, Ohio State.
Market watch today, Dow down 256. NASDAQ also in the red, down 67. S&P down about 9. A low tonight, 45 and clear. Again, 59 at O'Hare. The news watch continues at 431. And on day 2 of the Chicago teacher strike, negotiators for the school board and the Chicago Teachers Union are trading contract proposals and accusations as they hold bargaining sessions today at Malcolm X College of the city's west side. WBBM Jim Goodis is monitoring the talks, and he joins us live from the college.
Keith, we don't have much to say about the contract proposals other than in the last 24 hours, apparently some progress was made, but we can tell you about the accusations. The two sides are accusing each other of not showing enough urgency in trying to get a settlement. The mayor and the school negotiators are saying that the teachers' union has not been showing any urgency to settle these talks, while the teachers' union says it was the city and the school board which failed to show urgency until just about the time the strike was about to happen. Now, negotiations are underway this afternoon. We're hoping to get an update soon on how those are going. We also understand that there will be negotiations tomorrow if there's no settlement today. And there could be negotiations on Sunday. But Mayor Lightfoot has made it clear she wants to have negotiations every day that the walkout continues and for at least 10 hours a day. Live at Malcolm X, Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
And striking teachers marching again downtown this afternoon, gathering at Daly Plaza, then walking through the loop before returning to City Hall. There were quite a few children today at today's rally, brought by parents who kept their kids home today in light of the strike. And a reminder, we posted a link to the Chicago Public Schools contingency plan for students and parents on our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com. Chicago-based Boeing was aware of troubling instant messages between two employees regarding their communications with federal regulators over its now grounded 737 MAX jet, but the company is waiting months before they disclosed them. The FAA says it's disappointed Boeing waited before bringing the messages to the agency's attention. President Trump says his Turkish counterpart has assured him the ceasefire in northern Syria is holding despite reports of continued violence.
An AP reporter and others in the region saw Turkish shelling and other activity in one border area this morning. The president tweets he spoke with Turkey's Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who told him the ceasefire agreed to yesterday has not already broken down, that there was minor sniper and mortar fire that was quickly eliminated. The president also says he's just been told some European countries are now for the first time willing to take Islamic State militants who came from their nations, as he's been demanding. Officials here did not immediately say just which countries he meant and exactly what they'd agreed to. Sagar Magani at the White House.
That is the sound of gunfire ringing out through the streets of Sinaloa. The government forces detained the son of the notorious drug kingpin El Chapo Guzman. Ovidio Guzman and his brothers are thought to be influential members of the cartel. Police say several prisoners escaped from a prison during the chaos that lasted for several hours. History being made in outer space.
For the first time in a half a century of spacewalking, NASA has had an all-female spacewalk.
With the battery power now on, the spacewalk has officially begun.
NASA astronauts Christina Cook and Jessica Meir floated out of the International Space Station to fix a broken part of the power network. Tracy Caldwell Dyson, who has made 3 spacewalks with men, hopes all female spacewalking teams soon will be considered normal.
Women have been doing spacewalks for 35 years, and
We train like this every day, and so it's pretty normal.
Mir made her spacewalking debut while it was the fourth spacewalk for Cook. I'm Mike Hempen.
WBBM News Time, 4:34. A proposal to bring back a 10-year-old plan for a casino is being presented to the City Council in Calumet City.
Delaware North Gaming is entering the competition with four players now vying for a South Suburban casino. The $275 million plan calls for a casino at the River Oaks Shopping Center near 159th and Torrance. 150,000 square feet of gaming, restaurants, bars, entertainment, and eventually a hotel. Project manager Timothy Hughes says River Oaks has been an economic anchor for more than a half century, but it needs the casino to bring it back to its former glory. Cal City narrowly lost out on a casino in 2008. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Palatine-Schaumburg District 211 School Board should vote next month on a controversial policy on transgender students' locker room use.
Of 25 randomly selected speakers at the board's meeting last night, 17 were opposed to the proposal to allow transgender students to use the locker rooms of their gender identity. The Daily Herald reports of the 8 who spoke in favor, 3 don't live in the district. The paper says it appears 2 of the 7 board members will vote against the policy if they take it up next month, and 3 others will vote in favor. The board has been sued by a transgender student claiming discrimination over the requirement that they use a privacy stall. Another lawsuit, arguing the district went too far, has been dropped. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
If you missed any of the top stories this hour, you can now rewind using our stream. Just update the radio.com app, and you can pause or go back in time to find out what you're looking for.
I'm Lisa Fielding. WBBM means business. Now on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, get updates on business every day at 23 and 53 past each hour. And every weekday at noon, we present the WBBM Noon Business Hour. Here's an interview from today's program.
Making sense of your dollars, the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It is Entrepreneur Friday on the WBBM Noon Business Hour. Today we are talking to a woman who has opened a business inspired by a meal she had while studying abroad in Australia. We welcome Emily Griffith, founder of Lil Bucks in Chicago. And Emily, it's spelled A-C-A-I, but I'm going to let you say it so everybody gets it right.
Oh, Lil Bucks.
The product that you sell is acai?
Oh, yeah. So actually, that's the way I discovered it, acai. I had it on, I say, a life-changing acai bowl while I was living in Australia. I know, people are like, oh, really? It's very millennial of you to say. But yeah, I had like this amazing, it's the acai bowl. It's basically a blended fruit, like a smoothie in a bowl topped with traditionally granola and fruit. And what made this bowl so special, I had it while I was in Australia, was the crunch in it. Had this amazing crunch because they were using sprouted buckwheat seeds instead of granola in the bowl. And I felt so amazing after eating it because turns out sprouted buckwheat, they're technically fruit seeds, so they're not a grain. So they're gluten-free, grain-free, they're high in protein. So I was getting all this really satisfying nutrients from it without all the grains and sugars. And from there, obviously became extremely obsessed, and fast forward a couple years, have a company focused on sprouted buckwheat with two different product lines.
And how do you even begin that? You go from sitting on the beach to starting a company. Do you have a business background, or is it friends that have helped you with this? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I did go to school, undergrad, for business, but nothing, I'm sure most entrepreneurs will say, nothing really prepares you for the entrepreneur world, and food is pretty complex as well. But yeah, I actually was working at a marketing agency in Australia for a while as well. So that is a really helpful background. Design, marketing, all comes very naturally. But operations, logistics, my mind personally is not built for that. So just constantly chatting with other entrepreneurs, got involved with The Hatchery, which is a nonprofit in Chicago that helps food businesses. So they were incredibly helpful, like literally went to classes on like how to start a food business. And that, you know, you just learn along the way.
What has been your biggest challenge in getting this product out there?
One thing that's been really tough is, since this is a new type of food for the U.S., I mean, there's buckwheat available. It's very popular in Russian and Eastern European cultures, eaten like almost like a porridge, kasha. But in this sprouted and dehydrated crunchy seeds, they're eaten like a granola. just totally new thing to the U.S. Even though it's popular in Australia, I thought, you know, it'd be an easy sell here. Like, oh, it's popular in Australia, I'll just make it and make my own flavors and creations in the U.S. and people who like healthy food will like it. But it's just a lot harder than that. There's a lot of, even just like changing one word on the packaging can make such a difference in, you know, it clicking for someone in the grocery store, because I'm not here, my team's not always standing, you know, in the grocery store like, hey, you should try these sprouted buckwheat seeds instead of this sugary granola. So really like communicating what these interesting seeds are without being there.
Where is the product now? Where would we find it? And where will we soon see it?
Right now you can find it. We have a store located on our website, lovelittlebucks.com. It's in a lot of, there's a few of the Pete's Fresh stores around Chicago, a lot of independent stores. We're on Amazon Prime. If you just look Lil Bucks up, that's a really popular way to get it. And then soon, starting in January, we will be available in all the Whole Foods in the Midwest. All three flavors, original, cacao, and matcha. And we have a lot of other fun creations coming as well. So stay tuned.
Oh, we will. You have a lot of energy, Emily.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm very excited about sprouted buckwheat. I can tell you that.
Somebody's got to be. Emily Griffith is founder of Little Bucks, and that's in Chicago, and she's working out of the hatchery. Still to come, why consumers should think twice before opening another store credit card.
Be sure to tune in for business reports at 23 and 53, and for the WBBM Noon Business Hour, either online at WBBMNewsRadio.com/audio, on air at News Radio 780 at 105.9 FM WBBM or radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.